Today is Monday, January 24th, 2022, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. So it's another Monday. I was thinking about my job, and I don't really talk about this on other podcasts. You know, this is my personal journal podcast, so I don't want to talk about specifics of my job or my title, but I do want to say, well, I'm a product manager, and I've been thinking about it a lot, and I don't want to belabor this, but I've been thinking about it, and I like to keep you guys abreast of, you know, what I'm thinking about. And what a product manager does involves talking to customers, determining like problems that need to be solved, and then talking to management and coming up with problems that need to be solved, and then, you know, talking to engineering and finding out what of those problems they can actually solve for a reasonable amount of money and time and effort and all that kind of stuff. And then you have to do all this negotiating between engineering, management, and customers, where you say you have to prove the business value, and you have to, you know, oh, the users will save this amount of time, which will save the company this amount of money, and that's why we should spend money doing this, and why is this feature more important than this other feature, and blah. And I'm a creative person. And I've determined, and you know, it's a lot of political bullshit, really, because I mean, at the end of the day, I mean, I know I'm going to say things that people are going to either agree with or vehemently disagree with. But at the end of the day, all this, we will save this amount of money and you'll get this much return on investment. All of those numbers are just theoretical BS in my mind. But anyway, regardless, I'm starting to think, you know, I've never known what exactly I wanted to be when I grow up. And, you know, I was like, oh, I want to be a developer, but I want to be a trumpet player. I want to be a trumpet professor and I want to play in an orchestra. And so that's what I got my degree in. But I, you know, I'd been a developer as a hobby my entire life. But I always enjoyed automating things like, oh, I've got this problem. I want to make it faster, you know, or I've got this thing that I do and it takes too long. I want to make it faster. And then I feel such, I don't know, I feel very, I get this really good feeling when I complete something and it actually solves a problem. And so in the early part of my career, when I automated things, I would get very fast feedback and I would help myself and other people because I would automate things. And I always had this goal to be a developer, and then I was never able to really develop or to be a developer long enough to really get the groove, you know, get, because I had been doing a lot of, you know, what Daniel referred to as code monkey type things. And then I got into tech. Anyway, all the stuff that I did. But I've just been thinking that the problem I have with being a product manager is I don't get any fulfillment out of things that other people deliver. So if I go to the customer and I say, hey, what features do you need? And they say, oh, I need this widget and this will save me a lot of money. And I go to management and I successfully argue, yes, we need to spend $1 million delivering this widget. And then I go to engineering and I say, you know, I haggle with them and I'm like, how long will it take you to deliver this widget? And I give them the requirements and all that kind of stuff, and they do it. And we meet our deliverables and the customer gets their widget. I get no sense of gratification or good feeling because I'm not the one that delivered the widget. I was just a mover. Like, I had to deal with all the BS. And plus, you got to deal with all the BS. So I'm just thinking, I don't know. I mean, I think I need to be in a position where I'm directly impacting, where what I'm doing which is I either like someone who's doing automation or doing the development myself. But it's, you know, when you make good money, it's really difficult to make a change because, you know, because I wasn't, you know, let's say I decided, okay, what's going to make me fulfill me in life is being a developer. Well, if you move back to being a developer, you know, and let's say I had only been doing development work for a year, you know, in corporate world. I mean, I develop at home all the time. I mean, I write code all the time. But, you know, and I know the team I'm on is DevOps. I know testing. I know all of this stuff. And so I know a lot of it. But when you go to apply for a development job, they're going to want to know how much experience have you had actually hands-on keys developing in a corporate setting. So the chance is that I would have to take a job that pays less or is a more junior position than I am right now if I really wanted to do that. I don't know. It's just hard. It's a hard thing to do. It's a hard thing to decide to do and to know whether, you know, whether that's something I should do or if I should just like, you know, maybe I would get there and I would hate it because I'm a grunt again. And even though right now, you know, I'm not getting as much fulfillment as maybe I would want to get, I am someone involved in major decisions at the Spitvalve factory. And does that give me any fulfillment? I don't know. Is it enough? You know, if I went back to being a grunt and making zero, people just handing me their stuff and saying, here, I want you to code a solution to this. Would that level of fulfillment be enough? Or would I go, oh, I wish I had some deciding power. I don't know. Anyway, we had a weekend and that's what I've been thinking. I thought I would just get that off my chest. But we had a weekend and really, not much happened. I know I say this all the time, but not much happened on the weekend. We recorded Mix Minus. And I'm trying to think even what we did. We recorded Mix Minus Friday night. And I went to bed and I got up around, I don't know, 9:30 or 10. We went and got breakfast. Came back, had breakfast. And I, you know, I was deciding, oh, I'm going to, speaking of automating, I'm going to automate this. I want to automate the editing of the podcast audio so I can just run a script and the entire editing process, including really posting it to the website. I would love to do all of it. So I can just say, you know, click a button and everything happens in the background. And I think it's doable. So I was doing some research on how I might do that as Mark and I, you know, sat around watching TV. My stepfather had asked us to go to a basketball game, but I didn't want to go. Mark had no desire to go to a basketball game. And I just don't like to be in crowds anymore. So I'm like, I don't want to either. And so because Mark at that point thought he might be going to the Philippines in February, because I needed an excuse. I can't just say no. I mean, I could, but I can't. So I told my parents, I said, well, we're trying to avoid being around crowds of people because Mark may be going to the Philippines in February and we need to make sure he doesn't get COVID between now and then because that would really cause a problem. And his mom's birthday is in February and, you know, yada, yada. So I'm like, we can't go. And anyway, so we started a movie archive or a show archive. I want to say 82. And I can't really describe it. It's on Netflix. We are enjoying it. It is, I don't even know whether to describe it as a supernatural horror or sci-fi. I'm not really sure. There's a mixture of a lot of different aspects. And I struggle to give a summary. But this person is asked, he specializes in cleaning up old videotapes, cleaning up the tape and restoring it. And he's asked to restore some footage that this girl had taken at an apartment building that had burned up in a fire. and there was mysterious circumstances around the fire and the residents of this apartment complex. And there's a witch coven. There's like interdimensional travel. There's all these things in there that it's like, how do you peg? Anyway, we're enjoying it. We watched that a lot on Saturday and Sunday. And I looked again at the drink packages and stuff for the cruise, although I have not booked anything new on the cruise, but I did look at a few things. And Mark and I ordered dinner in, and we got burgers from Red Robin. And then on Sunday, I did go to church. And and then we just, you know, did our normal grocery shopping chores. And and then I did want to go to Lowe's because I'm looking for a hook or a set of hooks to hang our like weed eater, edger, rake, shovel, like all that on the wall in the garage because I'm trying to get all that organized. I couldn't find it in the store. I know I found the stuff online, but I really wanted to see it in person. And I couldn't find what I was looking for at Lowe's, so we weren't able to see that. And that was pretty much the weekend. It was a boring weekend. Next weekend, I've got to pick a date, like a date activity for Mark and I, because we try to do a different date night every month. And January is my turn, so I've got to think of something fun. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network.
Find all the best shows under the rainbow at pride48.com.